You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Mitchell Levy on the line, and he's a CEO and publisher over at Aha That. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Adam, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Oh, man, so I'm really excited to have you on the show today, Mitchell. I mean, we're going to get into this. I mean, you're creating this platform based off of interviewing 500 global thought leaders. For the listeners, think and grow rich, like Napoleon Hill, how he did all those interviews and created that amazing platform for us all to learn from. So Mitchell is doing something very similar, and we're going to get into that. But before we do, Mitchell, tell us a little bit more about your work over at Aha That. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
So we are a done-for-you book publishing firm. So generally speaking, the people who are interested in what we do, these are busy, successful professionals looking for more credibility with a book but have no time. And our answer is, after a three-hour interview where we appeal their genius, we will ghostwrite, publish, distribute, make them Amazon best-selling authors. We do this in 4 months, and they've spent about 10 hours or less. And so that's our primary go-to-market strategy in terms of what we deliver and serve to the world.
Man, I love this. I love the thought process. I'm a huge book guy. I tell everybody they need to get published. They need to write a book. They need to be in a book. If they don't know how to do one, they need to hire a company to do one, such as yours. I'm a huge fan of everybody getting published. Publishing books changed my life. When I wrote my first book, it was a self-published book, small little book, didn't know what I was doing, and it still works. So I tell people, write books, be in books. The more you can share your story, I think sometimes people mess up and they think that it's about selling a million books or this or that. A lot of it's about sharing your story. If you're authentic and if you're sharing your story, then the right people are going to be attracted to you. So I'm a huge fan of the work you're doing, Mitchell. And I think it's also a great transition. I want to get into this project you're working on. So it's a platform based on interviewing 500 global thought leaders. Tell me a little bit more about it, please.
You know, the interesting part, and just I'm going to mention about the book, because it's not necessarily about somebody's story. It's really about the pain point you solve. It's really about serving your clients. It's about servant leadership. And so what happened is the title that I started using is Global Credibility Expert. I had to think about my title. It's one of those interesting days. And when I was trying to think about what does credibility really mean, there's a dictionary definition. And I go, this doesn't feel like it's current. This doesn't feel like it's today. And how do people get there quicker? As you and I both know, books are one thing. But there are so many other things we do in today's world, particularly in a world in which we are not physically meeting people. How do we have credibility? So I've interviewed 287 people so far. We've got another 114 already lined up. And so I'm 91 slots away from hitting the 500, and some amazing things have come out of it. First, what's interesting is I'm coming up with a new language, a new way to explain things. And we'll grab two words that I particularly love. One is cred dust. Cred dust is that magical dust that allows both you and the other person to sparkle when you share somebody else's credibility. Adam, that's what you're doing right now by having me on your show. So, by the way, thanks for sprinkling some cred dust on me and on yourself.
I'm in. I love it. Keep going. Give us more.
Now, here's another thing that's interesting. We all do things that hurt ourselves without necessarily knowing it. So as a publisher, I don't know if it bothers you, but when I get to somebody's website and the bottom of the website says copyright and it's not the current year, that gives me concern. Now, it's not necessarily bad. It's not necessarily wrong. I call that cred crud. And so if you end up interacting, here's another example. You go to somebody's LinkedIn profile. A, they don't have their picture. Oh, that's an immediate. That's enough to kill all the cred dust that wipes out if they don't have a picture on their LinkedIn profile. But let's say they say what their title is. That's sort of that credibility you get when you first see the LinkedIn profile. But then you scroll to the bottom of the LinkedIn profile. They don't reinforce. They've got 3 or 4 or 5 endorsements, and it's for like Word and Excel and PowerPoint. Those things are cred crud. And if there's enough cred crud that comes together, you'll never get the call. You'll never get the message. You'll never get the email. People will not pay attention to you.
No, I love it. And by the way, you need to trademark all these different things. I hope you are, because I've never heard of cred crud, cred dust. I mean, you have a whole cred lexicon you're developing over there, and I love it.
You know, awesome. Here's what's interesting. I had David Meerman Scott as one of the guys we interviewed. For those, a number of people know David. He's one of those guys when Tony Robbins does his events, he's one of those guys that gets on the stage for 2 hours. He invented the word newsjacking. So for those people who know newsjacking, that is when you essentially something's happening in the news and you tie your brand associated with it. So you put a press release or do other things out associated with that particular newsworthy item. And so I go, David, listen, I'm doing amazing things with credibility. I'm coming up with a new language. I'm coming up with a way in which we act. Ask me to talk about the one big lesson I learned from this. And I go, David, how do I get known globally? What is it? How do we keep making this happen? He goes, Mitchell, invent a word. And I go, cred dust. He goes, no. You know, you could take a little bit longer. I said, no, it's cred dust. I just don't know if it's 1D or 2. And then he went on to say the following. He goes, your job is to get cred dust in the Oxford Dictionary. The only way you're going to get the word in the Oxford Dictionary is you can't put a copyright, you can't put a trademark. But what you may want to do is just start using it and have things point back to it. So if you actually go to creddust, creddust.com, I created a small page that looks like a dictionary definition of the word cred dust. And then it points to some of the other words that we've created as well.
Oh, I love it. That's great stuff. And I think we have time for one more story here. So share another story with us based on this journey you've had.
So here's the one thing I'm going to suggest to everyone to think about. And that is to show up when you show up. So having done all these interviews, and I'm now keeping track of, surprisingly, I'm keeping track of when people come. Do you come on time? Do you come early? Do you come late? And the best thing you could do to establish and maintain your credibility, besides having a good-looking website, besides having a good enough social media presence, when people find you online, they have to kind of know who you are, is you want to show up when you show up, which means coming early. Early means coming 10 minutes early to an event. So I was 10 minutes early to this interview. Being prepared. So that means, you know, you should never have a meeting when you've got it scheduled with somebody else and you haven't Googled their name and you haven't looked a little bit, know that what's happening with them currently. And third, come with your heart. Because if you're not actually showing who you are, if you're not showing your heart, how can people get to know you if they don't know you? They can't trust you. They can't trust you. They can't do business with you. So why would you want to do it in the first place if you're not out there to allow somebody to see you so they ultimately can do business with you? So essentially, I'd say show up when you show up, which means coming early, coming prepared, and coming with your heart.
Man, that's awesome. Love the work you're doing, Mitchell. I mean, definitely a rock star. Congrats on all the interviews you've done. As somebody that does interviews quite a bit, your numbers are impressive, and I'm excited to see you cross that 500 mark and beyond, and I'm also excited to see this amazing platform that you build up based off of that body of work that you're creating. So all great stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Also, Mitchell, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Aha That, what's the best route for them to connect and to get more info?
you know, with somebody with 200 domains and 50 or so active, here's what I'm going to suggest. The best thing you could do, go to MitchellLevy360.com. That's MitchellLevy, 360.com. And what you could do is you can see customer testimonials of how I've interacted with other customers, connecting me on social media. And if this was urgent or important enough and it resonated, you can actually book time directly on my calendar. So that's MitchellLevy360.com.
Fantastic. Again, Mitchell, thank you for coming on the show and to the guests. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there and leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things you're working on. And Mitchell, thanks again for coming back on the show.